This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents The Last Will and Testament of Daphne LaMarche by Kate Forster, read by Jessica Ball.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31b. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Prologue. London, 2016. The ornate marble fireplace glowed from the fire that hissed and danced within it, as though in celebration of what was to come for Daphne LaMarche, and, as she watched the flames, she imagined her final descent into hell. Was it Mark Twain who said that you should go to heaven for the climate and hell for the company? Daphne would always take the excellent company over a sunny day. Besides, the state of the weather had never bothered her. She lived so much in her head that she often failed to notice the black clouds building on the horizon. That was often the problem in her 80 years on Earth, she mused, as she watched the cremation dance in the distance of her bedroom. The nurse had said it was too warm for a fire in this mild July summer, and the doctor said the smoke wasn't good for her heart. But he had said it half-heartedly, she thought, and she smiled at her own pun. What did they know about her frozen bones and broken heart? What did they know about being housed in an 80-year-old body with a 30-year-old mind? Of course, the fire was lit.